Welcome to the practical aspect of energy management. Let's start with the different areas of life. We have 13 areas of life, and the first one is your home and surroundings. So the first time you're listening to this MP3, you're going to just listen, and you're just noticing what happens to you in terms of attraction and aversions and all the emotions that may move through you. And then when you listen again on the second time, you will sit down with a piece of paper with your journal, and we're going to look at what areas in your life give you light and what areas in your life are draining your light and how much. We're going to do a little scale from 0 to 10. And then we're going to look at how to improve that area. And you can then make a plan of how to go about it in the third round. So first we listen. Secondly, then we're going to write down and really assess on a scale of 0 to 10. And then you can make notes how to improve that area. That is very easy and it comes easily to you right now. And then you also can make notes on how you'd like to actually improve that area. Maybe it's very difficult and you think you don't have the money or the time or the ideas even how to do that. But you can just write down whatever comes to you. This is just your journal. And it is really about opening up possibilities for you. And then a little later on the next go around, you can actually make a real plan of how to go about it, as you are going to accelerate your energy. Because if you clean up even the most easiest areas in your life, that's where you're going to gain some energy. And then you can start tackling something next. And then the things that are very, very difficult, you might even leave for a little later once you have even more energy. But if you start out with a lot of energy already and you're feeling really great and gung-ho, well then do the areas that you think are going to really make a big shift for you. So that's really up to you to assess that and try that out. Let's start with home and surroundings. Is your home a place that gives you energy? Do you like coming home? Do you live in the right neighborhood? Do you love your home? Is it organized and tidy? Is it functional for what you need? And does your space determine your activities? Or do your activities determine the space? If you have a TV in the bedroom, you will likely watch TV late at night. If it's in the living room, you will have it on for entertainment there. And if it's in the kitchen, you'll probably use it in the kitchen. The question is it serving you? Is it building your energy? Is it something that uplifts you or does it distract you? If you had a different object as a center in your living room, would your life be different? Let's say there was an easel and you would paint in that area. And that was something that you really would like to do. Or there is a library, lots of shelves and books and a reading chair. And that would give you energy. But maybe TV watching gives you energy. It really depends. You have to find out and ask yourself, do you feel better after what you do? So your home and surroundings, is it serving you? Is the way the furniture is set determining the flow of your day? And is it easy to get to everything? Is it very cluttered? Do you have stuff that you don't really use? Are you having certain drawers full of things that you never go to? When you go close and you touch the drawer, you just get drained of energy. Are there objects that you look at that drain you when you just see them, when you feel them? So when you come home from work, are you getting energized and feel good? Or do you feel you have no time because maybe there's no food in the fridge and there are only certain items? Your pantry is empty. You might have the whole cooking process not quite organized in a way that serves you. Maybe always eating out. And the question is the process of eating and moving and being in your home and surroundings serving you in a way that keeps building your energy? Has your life improved? Or is it draining you and it's very hard to actually even stay level? So even the laundry, Do you actually have a disarray that makes it like you cannot relax in your own home? Have a look, think about it, move your attention through the different rooms, and think about it. Maybe one of the rooms is actually used in the wrong way. Maybe you'd like to change something in it. Maybe the furniture, but maybe the entire use of the room has to be changed. Do you have too much room, too much space? Is it too cramped? Is it too small? What needs to happen for you to feel really free, to feel good, and to be uplifted? So that is the first area. Then the next is your clothing. And your closet is probably full with lots of things that you might not even wear. But maybe you've already been pretty good in sorting things out that you haven't worn for maybe 8 months or a year, or that just really don't suit you anymore because you've really changed. And when you look at it or even put it on, you just don't feel quite right. If you are hanging on to things out of emotional reasons, of sentimentalities, because somebody gave it to you or it has some meaning to you, ask yourself, is this actually giving you energy? Is it something like light increasing, or is it just something that nurtures a part of your identity, a part of yourself, and then essentially keeps you back? You cannot be free. You cannot flow with life. Is it easy to get to what you need, or do you struggle to see what's in your drawers? Are you wearing clothes that just make you feel really old? So it's better to just wrap up those things into a big bag, put it in and just give it to a thrift store or pass it on. Or if you have the energy to sell it, in my experience, that sometimes takes even more energy. Be generous, move it on to an organization that might help people that really are in need, and you feel good about it and light, and you can actually then maybe replace 8 pieces with a couple of good ones that you really, really love and that just uplift you tremendously. The next area of life, social activities. And is your social life balanced time-wise? Do you actually have a social life? And do your friends give you energy or take energy? Do the activities that you do help you grow, or do they drain you? What do you do with your friends? Are you active? Are you walking? Are you talking? Are you drinking? Are you doing things that just the next morning make you feel very drained? Are you expressing yourself easily with your friends? So just having a look at that, just noticing and writing down. Nothing to change right now. You're just becoming conscious. The next area of life is finances. Is your income adequate? Is your spending balanced? Are you in debt? And just thinking about finances, is it draining your energy? Do you feel comfortable about it? Has your income increased? Do you use your money to make yourself feel good? Do you waste money? The whole money area usually has a tremendous amount of energy attached to it, and it's often draining to people. And maybe you find yourself in a very low number. And just observe, notice, and just keep noticing. Now, the next area is the career. And is your job satisfying you? Does it make you happy? And can you utilize most of your skills, your best skills in that career? And what are those? Is your job giving you energy? Or is it draining you? Do you secretly want to be somewhere else? Or are you not able to see that what you're doing and where you are is actually very good for you? Maybe it's a part of you that's pushing you to want to be somewhere else, that you should be doing something more prestigious. So your career, is it draining you or is it giving you energy? If you have a very good income, and you actually don't like your job very much, have to be kind of honest and look at, like, it's not totally draining you, it's also giving you energy because you are getting more money. So maybe find yourself in the middle, more like a 4 or 5 on the scale. The next area is hobbies. You have a creative hobby, an activity that has no particular purpose in making money or being useful to anybody except to feed and nurture your soul. So, is that something that is in your life at all? If not, it would be a zero. If you do have something like that, it could be gardening, it could be meeting with other dog owners on the field and chatting with them. It could be little things like that, although that might be more social activities, but it could be something like knitting or working in the garage, you know, with some tools. If you're a man, tinker around the motorbike or whatever it is. Or women have certain things they do in the kitchen. It could be just collecting recipes, whatever you do, certain things that just that you do that don't serve any other purpose of increasing money or promoting your career. The next area of life is health and nutrition. And what are your eating habits? Is this whole area of your life draining you? Is it easy for you to think about recipes? Do you have that all organized? Do you know what a good diet is for yourself? Are you in charge of your own diet, or do you listen to everybody else around you, what they're telling you, and it's more confusing to you than actually helpful? Or you have somebody in your life, a dietitian or naturopath, that is actually supporting your diet and your food habits, and it's actually increasing your energy. So just look at that when you think about food, the area of food. Is it giving you energy or is it draining energy? And how do you integrate cooking in your daily life? Do you eat out often? And if you cook, how are you managing the ideas, what to cook, your appetite and your prep time? When you think about that, is it all too complicated? Does it drain you? Is it too convoluted? Or is it giving you energy? Some people are drained by cooking long meals. Others, they get nourished by actually spending 2-3 hours in the kitchen and or baking. And others, they just need meals that go very fast, quick, and healthy. And that is what gives them energy. So look at your own life and find out. And coming to the next area of life would be physical exercise. And are you exercising? Now, with this course, you have started some exercise, something that suits you and that you love doing. Or you're still trying out a few different things. Have you been exercising before? Then how much is it? Is it giving you energy or is it draining you? When you think about it, in the end, is it actually giving you energy? Most of the time when you do physical exercise, it gives you energy. But it's still an area of life because sometimes there's obsessive behavior around it and it's overdone and actually drains energy. In the context of this course, our goal is to wake up out of the dream of life, and exercise is supposed to serve that. Exercise is not supposed to serve a certain look or a certain idea of being in shape. The next area of life is the family. Do you spend time with your family? Too much? Too little? Is it adequate? Do you have children? Do you feel bad that you don't have enough time for your children? Do you have time for your partner, or are you working too much? Is there the extended family as well? Is there time for celebrations, holidays, and things that give energy? Maybe that drains energy, but is it something that to look at? How do you maneuver through it? How do you contribute to the situation? And how can you increase energy in that area of life? And now we come to the area of pets. If you do have a pet, do you feel nourished by this pet or drained? How much time do you spend time with them? And is it adequate, too much, too little? Is this pet controlling you in a way that you are giving in to the pet all the time? And or are you the master of the pet? Are you giving it a solid, firm home and guidance? So are some patterns coming up when you are engaging with this pet and you are actually losing energy because the pet is barking all the time or doing other things that cause havoc in your life? Some cats are very destructive, or any other kind of issues that you might have with your particular pet. if you have a pet and you, when you think about it, just it just delights you, well, that gives you, makes it very clear for you that you are gaining energy with this being. The last area of life is sex, and sexuality, when you think about it, is it absent? Is it present? Does it give you energy or does it drain you? Either way, if there is a partner in your life and when you think about it, it gives you energy, beautiful. How much does it? Can it be improved? And it was a draining energy. Maybe you are not in a relationship or you don't want to. There's still sexuality in your life, and you can also look at that. Is there sufficient? Is there too much? Not at all. Whatever works for you. And is it an area that is giving you light? Now, on the second round of listening, you will be going through the direct scaling of the amount of light and energy that you are gaining or losing. And then on the third round, you're going to make some notes about how to improve areas in your life. Don't do it right away. Just wait. Just listen, become aware, make your little assessment, and then when the time is right, within this month, a few days later, a week later, 2 weeks later, you're going to make some notes on improvements. You will probably notice that you're starting to just move in that direction, do things that you just feel like you see something and you just go through a drawer, or you just change things around in the garage or whatever else that is. Or you just start changing things in the kitchen or even in the overall organization in your day. You might find that you want to get up an hour earlier and do things a little differently and just kind of change up the routine. That has also other reasons why that's a good idea. We'll talk about in the power modules. But for now, we're gaining and harnessing energy to increase power in our lives by cleaning it up and sorting out all those stagnant, moldy areas in our lives, and bring freshness to it, bring luminosity to it, bring an openness that will surprise you how you will be inspired with new ideas. So have fun with that and keep going back to this process over and over again whenever you feel like it's necessary, but at least every 3 months. Thank you.